Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabijin. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers, Madani Channel, welcome again to another episode of our series Self-Improvement, where we have been looking at different aspects of our everyday activities, of things which we can learn, which we can implement to try and improve ourselves, improve the health of our inner beings as well as outer elements. So, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as part of that, we have learned, I hope, several things, and I'm sure there will be things for all of us to learn and implement in our lives. And today, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll learn one of the reasons for why we need to improve ourselves. And if we do, and if we, then what are the benefits? And if we don't do, then what are the potential consequences? And we'll inshallah we'll touch upon that. Before that, as always, we'll start by reciting the benefits of sending salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a hadith from Kanzul Ummal, hadith number 2229. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam explained, one who recites salat upon me in a day 100 times, Allah azza wa jal shall fulfill 100 needs of him. From these needs, 70 are of the hereafter and 30 of the world. Subhanallah. All of us are unwell. All of us have ailments. All of us have illnesses. All of us have problems. One might think, well, I'm healthy. Yes, but what about the health of our heart? What about the health of our soul? What about the health of our inner being? Is that all nice and sparkling? So we all have diseases to treat. We all have ailments to address. We all have problems to resolve. And all of those, there are so many in this world. Every day, we might think that this is, that I have problems with money, I have problems with home, I have problems with children, so on and so forth. Everyone seems to have a problem of some sort. But look at the beauty, look at the immense reward for a person who recites Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 100 times in a day. Allahu Akbar. Look at, for 100 salat, Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us the glad tidings that hundreds of your needs will be fulfilled. Allahu Akbar. Hundreds of the needs. And 70 are of the hereafter and 30 of the world. How many needs would we have in the hereafter? We're going to hear a bit about them today. But that's the day when everyone will be desperately seeking the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When everyone will be desperately seeking the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we will be actively looking for the intercession of our beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That the needs of that day are more than one could count. But of course, there are needs of this dunya as well. So whatever the needs might be, if we recite the salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to fulfill our needs. No, that's not the intention. The intention is always to please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And secondarily, if our intention is right, our intention is pure, then it is not beyond the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fulfill our needs, to remove our problems, to remove our ailments. Inshallah, all of those could be addressed. So need to get into the habit of reciting salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If anyone comes to us and complain about the problems they may have, the problems they are suffering, whatever it might be, then tell them the key to all the problems, if you do it with faith, if you do it with certainty, if you do it with conviction, and most importantly, if you do it with love, the recitation of Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then all of those could be eradicated by the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to recite Salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So inshallah azza wa jal, we'll start by listening to a hadith from Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir, narrated by companion Sayyiduna Abu Umama Bahili radiyallahu ta'ala. He narrates the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the last person to enter paradise will be dragging himself across the bridge of Sirat on his stomach. Allah Allah! The way a child sees an opportunity to flee from his father after being disciplined and attempts to get away, his state shall be the exact same. His deeds shall not be sufficient to have him cross the bridge. That sinful individual will call out to his Lord, Ya Rabbi, balligh bi al-jannata wa najjini min al-nar. Dear Lord, let me reach paradise and grant me salvation from the fire. Allah shall state, if I grant you salvation from hell and give you paradise, will you admit your sins? The person shall reply, Yes, my Lord. By your honor and majesty, if I am granted salvation from hell, I will indeed admit to my sins. He will then be granted safe passage across the bridge. And then think, maybe may it not be so that after admitting to my sins, I am cast into hell again. Allah will order, confess your sins. I will forgive you and grant you paradise. No, by your majesty, the person will respond, I have never sinned or transgressed. I have witnesses against you, Allah shall say. The man will look around anxiously, not see anyone, and then ask, Ya Allah, where are these witnesses? The person's very own skin will then begin to speak with the command of Allah, revealing all the person's minor sins, realizing that there is no way out. He will admit to his sins by saying, O Lord, I take oath by your majesty. I have also committed major sins. Allah shall say, I know. Admit all your sins. I shall pardon you and grant you paradise. The person will admit to all his sins and then made to enter paradise. Following this, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he smiled. And he smiled until his molar teeth were visible, saying, this individual will have the lowest rank in paradise, so how shall the one above him be? Allah, Allah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person has not enough to get him through. Imagine you are on the motorway with next services 20, 30, 40 miles ahead. Perhaps there are no services nearby. And suddenly you realize that your car is running out of fuel. There is not much fuel left. And now you have lowered the speed to conserve the fuel. And you're trying to get to the next services. And then you see that this is just this final bridge to cross. And then the services are just on the other side of that bridge. But your car is coming to a stop. What am I going to do? How am I going to get it through? What's going to happen? How would I finish my journey? And then at that time, if someone extends an olive branch, if someone extends a helping hand, if someone says, I can help you, I can get you fuel, how would I feel at that point? Allahu Akbar. So, bila tamseel, with no relevance, the desperation of that person. And in that desperation, what would he be able to do? And imagine at that moment, if there was a friend sitting next to us who is reminding us, I asked you to make sure that there is enough fuel. You did not. And now look where we are. How would I feel? I know my friend knows. He asked me. I still didn't do it. And now I'm paying the price for it. And still, as I'm feeling ashamed, I'm feeling regretful, I'm thinking because of me, my friend is also late to his appointment. And then suddenly someone else helps me. how would I feel? Allahu Akbar. So what we are being reminded is that imagine that this desperation of this person to cross the bridge of Sirat, to get into Jannah, by the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's calling upon Rabb, Ya Rabb Azza wa Jal, help me, deliver me to Jannah, help me prevent hellfire. He's making that dua. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings a witness against him. His skin is speaking against him. Allahu Akbar, now he knows there is no way out. I've been identified, I've been caught out. And at that moment, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala extends his rahmah and helps him enter paradise. Allah, Allah. That will be, look at how that moment of that relief, that moment that I've managed by the rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to get there, it brought such a big smile on the face of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, we have come into this world. But in order for us to attain salvation, in order for us to be the candidates of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to remember that we need to do something different. We need to change ourselves. We need to improve ourselves. We need to do something. Because otherwise, what we must remember is that there is, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wished, then we will be held answerable for every deed which we committed. We will be handed a book of deeds. Every minor, every major deed will be recorded inside it. And the sinful will say, what will the sinful say? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has narrated their conversation in the blessed Quran. Sinful will say, Ya laytani lam uta kitabiyah, walam adri ma hisabiyah, ya laytaha kanatil qadiyah. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَهْ هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَهْ Alas, if only my book of deeds was not given to me, and I would not have known what my account is. Alas, if only death had put an end to me, my wealth did not benefit me in the last. All my power has gone from me. Those who love Allah, who love Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how will we give accountability on the Day of Judgment? It's unfortunate that we have no real concern. We are lazy, we are negligent. Our nafs, our desires, they have engrossed us in this world so much that we have forgotten that we came here so that we could improve ourselves, to so that we can attain the rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's what's the purpose of my birth, of my reason to be present in this world. And that's why Imam Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala, he reminds us, he says, our actions are so egregious. He says, there is no astonishment regarding how one destroyed himself, yet there is astonishment as to how one obtained salvation. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, because this is all through the rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not just once, not just twice, innumerable times, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reminds us that do not be forgetful, do not be neglectful of that day when you will be held answerable and nothing will be hidden. Even the smallest of the small, largest of the large, all will be visible. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declares, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ So whosoever does a good deed equal to the weight of an atom, he shall see it. And whoever does an evil deed equal to the weight of an atom, he shall see it. Luqman the wise, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a pious man of Allah, he was known for his wisdom, for his sagacity. And he once gave advice to his son. This is even mentioned, his advice is mentioned in the glorious Quran. What does he teach his son? He says, Ya bunayya, innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardalin fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fi al-ardi ya'ti biha Allah innallaha latifun khabir. O my son, if the evil deed is equal to the weight of a mustard seed, it is then in a rock or in the heavens or wherever in the earth, Allah will bring it forth. Indeed, Allah is the knower of every subtlety, the all-aware. So evil, no matter how minor, how hidden it might seem, this will be brought forth on the Day of Judgment. Indeed, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows absolutely everything, and He is all-aware. And remember, that's the day when the witnesses are coming from everywhere, the witnesses coming from underneath us. How? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, يَوْمَ إِذِينَ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, the earth will narrate its news. Allahu Akbar. And then it will be not just that, but then even the day and the night, they will also, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that when the day begins, it announces, O children of Adam, I am a new creation amongst you. I will bear witness on the day of judgment for whatever you do today within me, do good in me. So I testify in your favor, or in favor of your good. Once I leave, you will never be able to see me again. When the night comes, it gives the same announcement. Allahu Akbar. And then there are angels who are appointed. They will also bear witness. They will bear witness to our deeds. And they are called Kiraman Katibin, the angels who are appointed to write our deeds. They will also be witnesses to our action. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفَعَلُونَ. And there are some guardians indeed appointed over you, the honorable scribes, the Kiraman Katibin, that they know whatever you do. And then there is that book of deeds which we will need to read. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us of that too. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says the call will be on that day, Ikra kitabak, kafa bi nafsika al-jawma alayka hasiba. It will be said to him, read your own book of deeds. This day you are sufficient enough to take account of yourself. And then it doesn't stop there. Even our limbs will testify on the day of judgment. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. On the day when their tongues and their hands and their feet will testify against them regarding what they used to do. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there is no place to hide. There is no escape. There is no place to run. There are so many witnesses on the day of judgment. All are calling us to do what? To improve ourselves, to reform ourselves, to do something about it before we have to read our book of deeds, before our limbs speak against us, before Kiraman Katibin speak against us, before the earth on which we stood when we committed that sin that speaks against us. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us that not just that, but that will be the day when there are so many witnesses who have been brought against us, who are all, they're all reminders for us that we need to be cautious, we need to be careful that everything we do, if we do not correct ourselves here, if we do not rectify ourselves here, if we continue on this path to destruction, then this path is that path where we will have so many witnesses, so many evidences against us, there will be no escape from them. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, that's why we need to do something about. We need to do something today. We need to do something now. We need to engage in those activities which bring the rahmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which bring the rahmah of His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That's what we need to do. So those who really understood the importance of this, what did they do? They used each and every opportunity, each and every moment. They used that to try and keep improving themselves, keep enhancing their good deeds, keep reflecting and keep holding themselves accountable for what they have done. Sayyidina Abu al-Malik, rahmatullahi ta'ala, is mentioned, he would do zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wherever he went. If he ever forgot, he would return to the path and pass it a second time doing zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And what did he say? He said that I want every part of the earth I pass by to be a witness of my zikr on the day of judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That's the passion. These are the ones who have that urge, who are keen, who want to change themselves, who want to improve themselves. That's what we need to do. And that's why we need to be mindful of all these distractions, of all these factors which are trying to influence us, which are not allowing us to get on this path to improve ourselves. We need to be mindful of those. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, hadith from Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir, تَحَفَّظُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ فَإِنَّهَا أُمُّكُمْ وَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَامِلٍ عَلَيْهَا خَيْرًا وَشَرًّا إِلَّا هِيَ مُخْبِرَةٌ. Safeguard yourselves from the earth, as this is undoubtedly your origin. I shall testify regarding whoever performed a good or bad deed, equal to an atom upon it. Allah, Allah. Would we still continue to listen to music? Would we still continue to listen to music while we are driving, when we are walking, when we are cycling, when we have earphones in our ears and we are constantly listening to what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dislikes? Would we continue to watch movies and films? Would we continue to exploit the social media? Would we continue to use all these means to get so much evidence against us that we have no escape on the Day of Judgment? Nobody reviews Madani Channel. We need to use them for positive means. The same instruments, the same equipment, we can use it to our benefit, to our advantage. And how are we going to do that? By listening to the recitation of Quran, by listening to the nasheed of our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by listening to the tafsir of Quran. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami's social media is so active. They have provided us so many apps. We can download those apps. We can listen to the recitation of Quran. We can listen to the commentary of Quran. We can listen to translation of Quran. We can listen to nasheed. We can listen to life-changing speeches. We can listen to so much. We can watch so much through Madani Channel. Then why don't we commit? Why don't we change ourselves? Why don't we engage in these activities when we're getting them for free? If there is something which is stopping us, that's what we need to address. Be it shaitan, be it our desires, be it our friends, be it our company, whatever it is, that's what we need to change. That's what we need to address. And only then we will be able to improve ourselves. Only then we'll be able to do something different. Only then we'll be able to commit to this path, the path which leads us to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We can achieve it all through Dawat-e-Islami. And one of the best ways to do that is our daily self-accountability framework. The daily accountability, the daily revision of questions. 72 for brothers, 92 for students, 63 for ladies. All of those, what are they for? They are for our own betterment. They are for our own advantage. Before going to bed, just read those questions once and think about them, ponder over them for a moment. Have I read my salah today? Have I been kind and polite to others? Have I avoided watching haram, listening to haram? Have I avoided the misuse of the blessings which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given me? That's what I need to look at. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's a great opportunity, a framework which is available to us. It takes only a few minutes to do, but those few minutes, that self-contemplation, that self-reasoning, that self-thinking, that critical thinking might be the difference between the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the punishment. So may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq to adhere to the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, give us tawfiq to adhere to this framework, and give us tawfiq to hold ourselves accountable every day. Before we are held accountable on the Day of Judgment, we hold ourselves accountable in this world every day, and inshallah, that will make the process, the journey easy for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us steadfast in our intentions. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.